This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government has spared no effort in empowering the country's youth, women and farmers over the past 12 years. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "With the blessings of 1.4 billion citizens and the spirit of nation first, the government is dedicated to trust, development and public welfare." The Prime Minister noted that as a result of these tireless efforts, today the country has gained a new identity on the global stage from infrastructure to the digital revolution. Mr. Modi underlined that to realize the resolve of a developed India, the government will continue to move forward relentlessly on this path of service, good governance and prosperity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that through continuous efforts inspired by the ethos of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas over the past 12 years, the country is moving towards becoming a strong and self-reliant India. Sharing a Sanskrit quote, Mr. Modi said that dedication and service spirit have been the government's invaluable capital for nation building. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Land Port Management System, LPMS, today in New Delhi. This initiative reflects the government's commitment to smart border management, aiming to enhance efficiency, transparency and security in cross-border trade and passenger movement through technology-driven solutions. LPMS is a digital platform designed to integrate operations across land ports into a unified system. It will enable secure real-time exchange of logistics and regulatory information, bringing land ports on a par with digital systems already in place at airports and seaports. Union Home Minister paid tributes to Lord Birsa Munda on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Lord Birsa Munda sounded the conch of freedom against British rule through the Ul Gulan movement, calling him the immortal symbol of tribal pride, patriotism and cultural consciousness." The Home Minister noted that Birsa Munda organized tribal society to protect their rights and heritage and gave the conservation of water, forest and land the form of a people's movement. Ministry of Coal has notified the Coal Exchange Rules 2026, paving the way for the establishment of coal exchanges in the country to enable transparent and market-driven coal trading. According to the ministry, the new framework will transform coal marketing from the traditional one-to-many sales model to a competitive many-to-many trading platform, improving price discovery and efficiency. The Coal Controller Organization will regulate and register the exchanges. The rules are available at the website www.coal.gov.in. The International BRICS Agriculture Conference is set to begin in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. Agriculture ministers, senior officials and experts from 21 countries are taking part in the conference. These include Brazil, China, Russia and South Africa. Foreign delegates will also get a taste of Indore's rich culture and heritage. They will visit historic sites like Rajwada, Chappan Dukan, Sarafa and Mandu. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty opened on a higher note this morning, supported by improving sentiment after signs of a pause in hostilities between Iran and Israel. Sensex climbed over 500 points to hit an intraday high of 74,035, while the Nifty also rose to over 100 points to 23,259. Iran and Israel have announced to halt attacks against each other. The announcement was initially made by US President Donald Trump, who said in a post on Truth Social that both sides are looking to do an immediate ceasefire and final negotiations on peace are proceeding. He, however, cautioned that the process could still be affected by what he described as ignorance or stupidity. Mr. Trump also made it clear that the blockade will remain fully in force until a final agreement is reached. And in men's cricket, India A were 0 for no loss in one overs against Sri Lanka A in the opening match of Tri-Series A, Nation A Series at the Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium in Sri Lanka when reports last came in. Earlier, India A skipper Tilak Verma won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.